morning. Welcome to Geneva College Chapel on the Grid. We're going to be having chapel Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. On Mondays, I'll be with you to talk about being a Geneva person in trying times. Before we get started this morning, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we're thankful today for your mercies that are new every morning. And we're thankful, Lord, that we have an opportunity to gather and to consider all that you have done and all that you are doing in our midst, even in this difficult time. We're thankful for our Lord Jesus Christ and pray that he'll be glorified and honored in our time together this morning. And we especially call upon you, Lord, that you might help us and help all of those who are in need today because of COVID-19. Lord, we look to you and thank you and ask for your blessing on our time together this morning. In Christ's name, amen. Well, like I said, it's good to be with you. And I want you to know from the start that God has been preparing us for this time and this moment. We serve a loving and compassionate God. And what's happening today is not a surprise to him. And he's in our midst, caring for us and helping us use the things that he has prepared in advance for us to be able to do in this difficult time. A question we should start out with, you know I love questions, is how do people overcome in trying times? Or maybe another way to think about it is, what does keep calm and carry on really mean? Well, an interesting thing to consider is people have been in difficult times like this many times in history. One of the places that I go to think about this is what happens to people who are prisoners of war in difficult situations, not ever knowing whether they'll get out of prison alive. And one of the things that's characteristic of prisoners of war who have survived harsh, difficult situations, whether in World War II or Vietnam or in other wars, is that they establish good, regular, everyday practices. So, for example, in World War II, many of the prisoners of war who actually survived unimaginable conditions got up and shaved every morning and had their cup of tea or their cup of coffee. And if they had something to read, they read regularly, every day, and made sure that they got dressed and went through ordinary everyday routines and made that kind of place their home and those conditions part of their home for that time. And soldiers that were taken prisoners who didn't engage in those activities often perished. So when we think about this, we can start to say, well, what we need to do is commit to good everyday patterns. I wonder what you're doing right now. Not only shaving, but being careful to have my personal devotions and exercise and try to eat right and stay away from too many snacks and other kinds of things. But the real important question behind these kinds of activities is not doing them for their own sake, but why do we do them? Why do we seek to overcome in times like that? And the reason we do that is because of faith in Christ. We have a wonderful gift from Jesus Christ through faith. The scriptures tell us that faith is the assurance of what's hoped for and the conviction of what's not seen. And the major factor in dealing with these difficult times is hope. What hope do we have and why do we have it? Our trying time is COVID-19. In many ways, it's like some other times in history, the Spanish flu of 1918, but in other ways, it's completely different. We live in a different world than 1918. This is a different virus. It's a pandemic, or what we might call in scriptural terms, a plague. And so I want you to think with me as we're talking this morning about what are some of the plagues in the Bible. There are a number of plagues in the Bible. The scripture is not unfamiliar with these kinds of conditions. But our more specific question today is, what does it mean to be a Geneva person today, in this situation, in this moment? And what's happening is we're being tested at our very core. And as we think about that as Geneva people, we want to think about what are our core values. If they mean anything, they have to mean it now. If faith in Christ is to mean anything, it has to mean it at the most difficult and challenging times of our lives, not at the easiest, the most comfortable, the most successful times. So our starting point today, as we move through Geneva College's core values, our starting point is the preamble. You might be familiar with the preamble to the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they're endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And it goes on. There's a preamble to the Constitution. Our preamble to Geneva's core values is with Christ as King and under the Scripture. And this signals what's first and most important for us as Geneva people at Geneva College. So we want to first understand Christ as King. What does that mean, not as a platitude, but in this moment, under these circumstances? Well, the first thing that means is that the Lord Jesus Christ is the King. He's not a king. He is the King of all nations. All things are subject to him. Everything is under his control, even this dreaded disease. And he is the King of all nations. And he's accomplishing purposes we do not fully understand today. But he's accomplishing purposes for his kingdom, for his people, for his good purposes. We may someday understand it. We don't understand it today. But we acknowledge that he is the reigning king today. But not only is he the king, he's our king and Lord. He's our king and Lord together in his whole body of Christ around the whole world. And he's ours personally if our trust is in him. And we want to have our trust in him together and personally as the king. As Geneva people, we start with Christ as King. The second thing that we talk about in the preamble is under Scripture. And there are two things about being under the Scripture that we need to consider. First is, it's a question of where are we? Under signifies a place. We're not over the Scripture. If we're over the Scripture, we're deciding what we think of God's Word and making judgments about it as though we could. We might place ourselves next to the Scripture and say, my word is as important as God's word, or this human word is as important as God's divine word. Those places are not actually available to human beings created by God in his image. We are under God's word. We receive God's word as containing all the truth that we need for faith and life. And the Lord knows we need his truth today for faith and life. So we find ourselves as Geneva people under Christ and his word. And this is crucially important for us as people, because being under Christ and his word tells us that these two things go together. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. There's this truth in Scripture that Christ is his Word, and his Word is Christ. Our view of Jesus will be the same as our view of his Word. If we think there are errors or deficiencies in God's Word, we will think that there are errors and deficiencies in the Lord Jesus Christ. But he is perfectly reliable, perfectly faithful, and completely true in all of his words and all of his works. That is our hope. One of the plagues in the Bible was a plague that David brought upon the people of Israel himself. If someone says they know that this is a judgment, COVID-19 is a judgment, we don't know that the way that David knew that the plague that came upon him and the people of Israel was because of him. He had asked for a census, which was a violation of God's command. And so God brought a plague on the people, but David chose this plague. God gave David options. I can give you over to an enemy. I can do other things to you, or I can give you over to myself. And David chose to have the plague come to Israel. And the reason that he chose it was because he knew our Lord. He knew that God was compassionate, a God of mercy. He said to the Lord, I will pray to you, and you may relent. And in fact, that's what God did. God, in answer to David's prayers and the prayers of the people, relented from the plague. As we live with Christ as King and under the Scripture today, one of the things we can do with confidence is we can pray for healing and relief for our community, for our country, for the world. God is able, the Lord Jesus Christ can speak the word and relieve us from this plague. And we should be praying together that he would be willing to do that because he is near to us and close to us. What kind of king is the Lord Jesus Christ? He's the king of Isaiah 53. He's the king of Hebrews chapter 2. He is acquainted with us through suffering. The scripture says, in our affliction, he's afflicted. And so he cares for us. We can call upon his name. So pro Christo, we pray for healing and relief. At Patria, we stay home. We keep calm. We carry on. We do the things that best serve our neighbors because of faith and hope and love, the cardinal virtues of the Christian faith given to us by the Lord. God has prepared for us for this, and he will be faithful to us in it. How do we know that? I said to you in a video a few days ago about our light afflictions. I want to read that verse to you today as we close and pray. 2 Corinthians 4:16 to 18, it goes like this. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. Please pray with me. Our Lord and our God, we thank you that you are merciful and compassionate. We have great needs, Lord, today. We need your help in overcoming the troubles that we face. And we pray for your nearness and your presence. Lord, you can be present with us without any distance, in our hearts, in our lives, in our homes, in our families, in our churches. We pray for your presence, and Lord, we pray for your help. We ask, Lord, that you would destroy this disease. We pray that you would provide healing and relief. We pray for people who are working medically to help others, and for those who are working on research to develop medicines that might provide the relief that only you can provide. So we ask for your help. We pray that you'll sustain us in our work. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Hit it, Caleb. Now you got to sing with me. I don't want to sing alone. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All you nations, extol him. Extol him. All you peoples, for great is his love toward us. And the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Go be a Geneva person today.